Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, welcome to the show, folks, for this Monday, the 19th of July. This year is going by so fast. At least it's not like last year was. Last year just seemed to last like forever. And there was really nothing we could do about it. We were being tied down by our governments. We were being locked down by our governments. And they're still trying to do that. I've got a guest who's going to be calling in on the show about in a half an hour or so. Here in New Mexico, it seems the governor, in all her tainted glory, is going to come out with a law that says that children must wear masks, even though science says actually will hurt their health. The tyrant of this state is going to try and make it so that the children have to wear masks. Out of North Carolina, door-to-door vaccine outreach violating zone of privacy, advocacy group says, and this is from the Epic Times. Though North Carolina's door-to-door vaccine outreach program has been called not confrontational, a health advocacy group said it veers into violating a zone of privacy, which is confrontational. I don't care who you are. If somebody comes in and gets into your zone of privacy, it's confrontational. And this goes for liberals who say that Americans have every right, that they have every right to come and get in your face. Remember Maxine Waters when she yelled out at a crowd, "We need to get in their faces and let them know that they're not welcome here anymore." Well, that's confrontational. The zone of privacy is civil liberty constitutionally protected in the Bill of Rights, first recognized in the U.S. Supreme Court in Griswold versus Connecticut in 1965. And that was some years ago now, folks, when it determined that the government cannot restrict the sale of and use of contraceptives, invalidating an 1879 law that the court ruled was a violation of marital privacy. The court's ruling later became a precedent in the 1973 case of Roe versus Wade, which decided that the government cannot exclusively or excessively restrict a woman's right to have an abortion. Well, the government might not be able to, but God sure can, because that's killing a baby. Leslie Manoukian, president and founder of the Health Freedom Defense Fund, Incorporated, a nonprofit headquartered in Sandpoint, Idaho, and I've been to that town, told the Epic Times that the established zone of privacy is being challenged by the door-to-door campaign. And this is something that I said last week when we started talking about this kind of thing. We have every right that when they come to the door to start pushing on you about vaccines, you have every right, according to the Constitution, to tell them to get the hell off of your land, to get out of your face. You have every right to do this. And it also suggested that if you do this, make sure that you're recording the whole thing, which, some government official came to my door and decided they were going to try and push me into going to take a vaccine, which I will not do and I have not done. I would be recording it from the moment I opened up the door, and there would be nothing that they can do about it. This thing went on to say, we don't walk up to people and ask them, are you on antidepressants? Do you have erectile dysfunction? We don't ask people personal things like this for a reason, because it's unethical. And it's Because of this zone of privacy, Mnuchin said, we understand that it's not our business to meddle in other people's businesses, and it's not the government's business either. And that is absolutely the truth, folks. It is not the government's business. And they need to learn real quick here that they have no business getting in our business like that, and they don't have any right to do that either. Welcome to the show.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They don't know he can.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face. And then got mad at the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. We are doing our best here to get things going. Today I designed some business cards for Conservative Nation Media, and I've got ones for my show printed out, and so I can start handing them out now. And I've designed ones for Black by Color Only and for American by Design, too, so I can get them to them as soon as I can. From the Epic Times comes this one. Arizona Senate's President Maricopa County being coy on auditing certification. And this came out on the 17th. And I know today is the 19th. Well, it's only 2 days from today, but officials in Arizona's largest county have repeatedly described firms conducting a forensic election audit there as uncertified, even promoting the idea that they lack certification from an agency that does not certify auditors. Now, the Democrats are doing everything they can to make sure that their fraud of 2020 doesn't get found out. The problem is, it's already been found out. Most of the people know that Biden did not win that election. Most of the people know it. The Republicans won't do anything about it. I mean, they have every right to push as hard as they can on this. And if they represented the people like they say they do, they would actually be pushing for these audits. And they'd be pushing for them all over the United States. But they're not, save a few. There are a couple. And they've been very vocal about it. But for the most part, neither party seems to even care that Biden did not win that election. Neither party seems to even care because they want Biden there. They didn't want Trump. Even the Republicans didn't want Trump for the most part. Now, granted, there were a few that did. But I got a thing today in my email that was a video showing rallies all over the world. And the first question on this thing was, when have you ever seen rallies supporting a U.S. president before today? And this was all over the world, not just in like Israel or our allies. This was all over, from places like Nepal and Iran and Russia. People protesting that they were protesting for President Trump. They were rallying for President Trump. And it wasn't just here in this country. It was all over the world. And if that doesn't tell the Democrats who really won that election, I don't know what will. But the problem comes in with the Democrats is that they're in bed with the media. The media will only talk about what the Democrats want them to. And if the media happens to slip up once and actually tell the truth, and this does happen, everyone, it's happened on CNN once or twice. But once that does happen, they shut up about it. They go on to the next subject and never mention it again. They never say, ooh, we made a mistake, or ooh, that shouldn't have been told, or that was the truth, but we're not going to talk anymore about it. They just totally forgot about it, totally went on to something else and hoped that the American people would forget. And of course, like the lemmings that a lot of the people are, we forgot, because news was heading out at such an incredible rate of speed that if you're told something one minute, if you don't really glom onto it and actually listen to what's being said, you'll forget it in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, it's gone. It's like the people that come into these shows. There's one, his name is, he comes in as New Orleans Wake Up. He calls himself a great patriot, but he hates America as it was founded. He wants Biden in the office because Biden is doing what he wants the president to do. And that is exactly what Biden and Harris have done. It took them 6 months to destroy an economy that was going great guns. But the trouble is, most people don't even know this because the media is covering. The media is talking about how great Biden is doing, how fantastic Biden is doing, when in fact, no, he isn't. He's actually working hard to destroy this nation. New Mexico has opened up, and you're starting to see people actually go outside without masks on now. There's still a few. There's still a few. But you have these people who are now saying, well, we're losing control because people are not wearing their masks anymore. Well, if they're not wearing their masks, we will make the children wear their masks. And this is wrong, folks, in so many ways. In 10 years or so, we're going to start, and we're already seeing it, but in 10 years or so, we're going to start seeing a pandemic of people who are sick, and they're going to sit there, and the doctors that be, like Fauci, they're going to sit there and scratch their heads. I have no idea where this came from. Well, I'm telling you right now, it came from wearing masks all the time, because with masks, you're not breathing oxygen. You're breathing in your own CO2. You're breathing in your own germs. You're breathing in your own stuff that's supposed to be exhaled into the air, and it's going to cause lung damage in people. It's going to cause health problems in people. And when it finally starts to happen, and it's going to happen with the younger set that has been made to wear masks, which is stupid. They're the ones that won't catch this. But because one out of 2 million will catch it, they're going to make all the kids wear masks. Really? How stupid is that? How idiotic is that? And it's like the pastor of my church said, when the government starts doing things like this, it's absurd. He brought up the point, he said, when God is taken out of our lives, something has to fill it. Something has to fill that space. And what's going on right now is that space is being filled with absurdity. Absolute freaking stupid absurdity. Like the governor here in this state gonna try and mandate children wear their masks. My wife may be having to go back to work at the office. They have informed her that she has to wear her mask, and when she wears it, she has to wear it over her nose. With her sinus problems and things like, she cannot breathe with that way. And they're going to have to do something. But this state is so backwards and so insane when it comes to smartness. There is none in the government of this state. All the way from Governor Grisham down to Jacob Candelaria here in Albuquerque. There's no smartness. There's no intelligence there at all. None at all. And the problem comes in when the people continue to follow the ideas that they're being forced to live under. One of the reasons why my church got in so much trouble with the state, because they wouldn't do what the governor demanded we all do. The problem is the governor is our employee. Just like Jacob Candelaria is. But Jacob Candelaria, when he was told that, he was nothing more than an employee of the people. He said, he said back to me, I am nobody's employee. Yeah, he is. He just doesn't know it. And the problem with that is that because he doesn't know it, he doesn't deserve to be where he's at. He doesn't deserve to be paid to do a job that he's not doing. Just like down in Texas. When all those Democrats decided, oh, we're going to flee the state and go to Washington, D.C. Guess who paid for that, folks? Who paid for that little excursion to run away from their jobs that they're being paid for? Who paid for that? We did. And the justice has come in that a lot of them have come down with COVID. Awesome. Couldn't have happened to a better bunch of people. Couldn't have happened to a better bunch of people.
You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world.
Concerning
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies, all in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil field and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. Starting in sometime in the next few minutes, I'm going to have my guest call in, and we are going to talk about some things. She has a thing here, and let me see if I can put it, Patriot. It's a protest rally going to be held in Santa Fe by the 490 Old Santa Fe Trail in Santa Fe at the state capitol building. And it's going to be awesome. The governor seems to think that she is completely in the clear. She thinks that she can do anything that she darn well pleases, and she can't. She acts like Jacob Candelaria, who said he's nobody's boss or he's nobody's employee. And what these people need to do is they need to read the Constitution. They need to read the Bill of Rights. They need to read the founding documents of this country that actually specify just exactly what these people are. The people need to start pushing this too, because we, the people, have actually allowed this to happen. We have actually allowed this to happen by not saying anything when stuff happens. Like when Biden took over the White House, he didn't win, but who stood up? I know I did, but my show gets so few listeners, it's even CNN gets more than I do. So it doesn't really matter what I say. It doesn't really matter what I do. It doesn't really matter what I feel, because not many people hear me. And then with the problems I've had with Blog Talk Radio, even fewer people
hear what I say. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing my show also on StreamYard, which does a video of the show, but it posts it straight to Facebook, which is actually a good thing because it goes straight to my page, and all of my friends know where my page is, so if they want, they can go and watch the show there. But like last week, I did a show, did the full 2 hours. StreamYard played the whole thing, all 2 hours. I think it was like 2 hours and 6 minutes or something like that. But here on Blog Talk Radio, it played 56 minutes. It cut out just towards the end of my first hour. And my second hour introduction, which was done by Kathy Hinners of Daily Roll Call, didn't play. None of my advertisements played for the second hour. The only thing that played was the closing song. Total, it was like 56 minutes long. My show also gets put onto playerfm.com, and it has, it's been part of Conservative Nation Media there for almost 10 years now. And it gets my shows from Blog Talk Radio. Well, Blog Talk Radio gave me 56 minutes a show last week, even though I did the full 2 hours. And the only thing that gave me the 2 hours was StreamYard. And a lot of that didn't come through because, you know, when I do my ads, they come through my speakers, but they will not go through the microphone any other way except to push it to the push my microphone to the speaker and have it play. Whether this whole show gets heard tonight or not, I don't know. The only way I'm going to find out is if somebody comes in to the chat room and tells me, hey, your microphone isn't working. And last week somebody did. They told me my microphone wasn't working, but StreamYard was playing it. My mic was working because it worked there. So my problem came from Blog Talk Radio, and I have not heard from them. I have sent them an email telling them what's going on. I have not heard from Blog Talk Radio yet, so that's kind of a weird thing. And you know, usually they're pretty quick at sending a reply as to what is going on. But even, you know, when they send a reply, it's usually the first thing that comes in is they usually send a thing saying that they will be getting a hold of me in a few days and shortly and let me know what, you know, so I can just discuss with them what's going on. Well, I'm not even getting that. And one of the ladies that from Blog Talk Radio that I'm always talking, that I've had dealings with, her name is Mandy Lynn or something like that. I even emailed her, and I have not heard anything yet. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I know I've been with Blog Talk Radio since 2007, so I've been with them for a long time, and you'd think that they'd want to take care of their longtime customers, but I guess they're, you know, kind of iffy on that one right now because I'm not getting any responses from what's going on. But what we've got going now is another, this one here is from Breitbart, and the headline was, "Where is Kamala? Vice President's team caught spreading misinformation surrounding Kamala Harris's coronavirus test." White House spokesperson for Vice President Communist Kamala Harris, Simone Sanders, was caught spreading misinformation on Monday regarding the Vice President's coronavirus test. Now, there's a difference here. I have had several of my videos that I do daily taken off of YouTube, and they say the reason for it is misinformation. Well, the problem with that is there was no misinformation on them except that I didn't tell the lies that they do. And they didn't like that, so they deleted my my things, but and I'm keep going back to the studio because I'm supposed to have a phone call coming in. But it says, during the White House press briefing on Monday afternoon, which was actually today, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said, you know, the circle around woman, said that Harris had been tested for the coronavirus and that there was no detection of the COVID-19 virus attributing the information to the vice president's office. She said, I think the vice president's office put out that she was tested and that she did. There was no detection of COVID-19. But that is not what the vice president's office said in a statement Sanders released on Saturday night. In that statement, Sanders wrote that Harris and her staff do not need to be tested. After meeting with Texas state lawmakers on Tuesday, even some of them tested positive for virus. Sanders' full statement read, on Tuesday, July 13th, Vice President Harris met with members of the state Texas legislature who were temporarily in Washington, D.C. Earlier today, it was brought to our attention that two of the members of the meeting tested positive for COVID-19. Based on the timeline of these positive tests, it was determined that the vice president and her staff present at the meeting were not at risk of exposure because they were not in close contact with those who tested positive and therefore do not need to be tested or quarantined. The vice president and her staff are fully vaccinated. Okay. When Politico's West Wing playbook questioned the vice president's office about the potential conflict, Sanders responded that both of the statements were true. Sanders told Politico on Monday that the vice president is tested regularly, as is her staff, and that as of that regular testing, she was tested this week and COVID-19 was not detected. That in itself, that is not in conflict with the statement that we put out Saturday, Sanders added. The statement demonstrates that Sanders deliberately misled the press on Saturday about whether Harris could, would, or had taken a coronavirus test, or that there were concerns about her contracting the virus after meeting with the Texas Democrats. The vice president's office has still refused to answer questions about Harris's health or whether she met with the president on Monday. The White House failed to release any information about Harris's activities on Monday, and she did not appear publicly since and was last seen with President Biden on Friday. Now, I can remember if Trump disappeared for even a day, the media went insane over it. Where's Trump? What's he afraid of? When Biden disappears, nobody questions anything. He's just taken some well-deserved downtime. With Trump, it was never well-deserved because they didn't believe he deserved any downtime. Because they didn't believe he was doing anything, when in fact he actually got the economy going, had us with the lowest unemployment rate in a lot of the races, you know, like the blacks and Hispanics and Asians that had ever been recorded. But there was nothing in the news about that. If you actually got that news, it had to come from Breitbart or the Epic Times or Western Journal or the Washington Standard or something. It wasn't from the lamestream lying media because they wouldn't even talk about it. They never talked about it. They would not ever talk about it because they didn't want to. And if it happened, like I said, if it happened to just suddenly show up somewhere and somebody accidentally, and it was always an accidentally, if somebody like at CNN or MSNBC accidentally said something that was actually the truth, it would never be mentioned again. Never. And that's just, you know, and that's the way it was. There was absolutely, that's the way the media works. if they have a lie that they think will destroy the other side, they'll run that for weeks on end. But they actually tell the truth, and it does, and it's not good for their side. The person who told it would probably get admonished, and it would never be mentioned again. But that's the way that our government is going right now. And then we have this whole thing with Cuba. And with Cuba, if you look at all of this, it's actually kind of a neat thing, because that's pretty much what Americans did when we fought the British and got our independence. That is pretty much what the Cuba protesters are doing. But when it comes to people on the left, Cuba protesters are not doing the right thing. They're rioting. No, they're not. They're protesting. They're doing peaceful protests. There has not been much of anything I have ever heard about this, that where people have gotten violent. Whereas here in the United States, you know, Black Lives Matter, and I call them Black Lies Matter because that's all they are, lies. They would protest all over the nation and actually burn down the cities that they're in. But it's still a peaceful protest. They are allowed this by the Constitution. No, they were not. And what should have happened when all of this was going on, the police should have walked right in there, shut them down, threw them in jail, and thrown away the keys. But this nation has gotten so insane since Obama that you can't even tell the truth anymore without anything happening to you and people saying, oh, you're so horrible, you're telling a lie. No. It's just like my videos that I put on YouTube, which I'm not putting on there now because I've been banned for a while for misinformation that was actually the truth. Post something on Facebook, and if it goes against the leftist's ideals, it doesn't matter if it's the truth or not. They're going to put a stamp in front of your post saying, the information here is not fully correct. And who are the Facebook fact checkers? They're Democrats. They're people who do not care for freedom of speech. They do not care that the Constitution gives you the right to say what you want. Lost is this idea that if you say something bad, you have the right to say it, but there are consequences. Now the only consequences that people are getting are consequences for telling the truth. They get labeled as horrible people. They get labeled as liars. They get labeled as traitors. When if the truth was actually told, the traitors are on the left. Biden, Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, Grisham, Cuomo, Whitmer, all of these people, traitors to this nation because they will not do what is needed to bring this nation back. They don't want to make America great again or ever. Because if you stop and listen and just think about this, what is so wrong about wanting to be proud of the country you live in? Even Russians are proud of their country. Even Chinese are proud of their country. But Americans who are proud of our country are labeled as horrible people. People who spread lies. People who spread things that, you know, because it goes against the left, has to be a lie, because the left never lies to us. Not. They lie to us every freaking day. And I don't think I've ever, in the past year, actually in the past 5 years now, I don't think I have heard the Democrats say anything that's true. Now, granted, there's been one or two that have come out and say, now this is wrong. What we are doing to Trump is wrong. What we did to Trump is wrong. There are a few Democrats who say that. The problem comes in, like I said before, the problem comes in with the media. Because the media is in bed with the left. And so is a lot of the Republican Party. And one of the only ways to fix this nation right now, people are going to hate me for this one, but the only reason to fix this nation, the only way to fix this nation right now is get rid of all the Democrats and get rid of most of the Republicans and then vote in Christian constitutional people who will follow the Constitution, follow the vow that they took when they took their office, and do everything they can to make this country great. One of the things that Obama said that was just a blatant out-and-out lie was that this country was not formed as a Christian nation. Yes, it was. If you go back and look at the founding documents, God is there. The founding fathers were constantly talking about how it is the American people's duty to elect Christian people who love the Lord and who love this country. We have gone completely away from that. We're electing people like Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico, who cares not about the people, who cares not about the economy of this state, which is going downhill all the time. I mean, they will sit there and have the media doctor everything so it looks like things are good. And that's what the media is doing all over this nation. They're saying that unemployment is low. No, it's not. How can it be? When the very first thing that Biden did was kill over 10,000 jobs immediately. How can that kind of stupidity keep unemployment low? The only way it can is if the media lies for him. And that's what they've done. That's what they have done. And this whole idea that about white cops killing black people at a rate that's never been seen before. Vincent, on his show on Saturday, Black by Color Only, laid it out. All you have to do is listen to that show. He laid it out. Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder. If this was done right, manslaughter should have been the most he'd have gotten. But it was nightly news on every channel for months. And then after he was convicted, Democrats all over this country just yelled and screamed and had parties and everything because this man was convicted of murder. There was another one that happened. A black cop did the same thing to a white person. Oh, you didn't hear that? Of course not, because the media would not talk about it. The white person died. And the cop held his knee on this white person's neck for longer than George Floyd had his neck being held down by for. And the white person did die. But you didn't hear that in the news. No, you didn't hear that in the news because it didn't fit their agenda. And their agenda was to make all of us pissed off that were white. They've even gone so darn far that the children growing up today are fighting with us, saying that if you're white, you're horrible. Well, my dear, you're white. I'm horrible. No, you're not. How can you be horrible when God created you? This is where the left has completely gone insane, folks. They've completely gone off the rails, bonkers. We keep looking at what's going on. And people like me, I read the news. I read the news from CNN, which is usually a laugh fest, but I read the news from CNN to MSNBC, and then I read the news from Breitbart and the Epoch Times and Western Journal. So I don't get the news just from one area. I don't get the news just from one side. I get it from both sides. And they sit there and they say, the left will say something like, you know, one of the things that has happened here, Hunter Biden is getting in all kinds of trouble now. The truth is finally starting to come out about what he has done. And the truth is finally starting to come out that Biden himself pushed this along. Yet the lamestream lying liberal media won't report it. Arizona, in their audit, found out that Trump had over a million more votes than he was given in the first place, which means he took Arizona. Have you heard that in the media? No, you haven't. Why? Because it goes against their agenda. They want Biden in the White House. And why they want Biden in the White House actually kind of used to frustrate me, because I couldn't figure out why. I know why. Because they want Kamala Harris as the first woman president, and not only will she be the first woman president, she'll be the first communist president too. And if you don't believe me on this, follow back in the things that she has been close to all her life as a politician. Willie Brown was a communist. She belonged to several communist groups. She still does. And as the Democrats will always say, you are what you do. Although they changed that around, like with Trump, they said he is what he does, but they changed what he did. Which was kind of weird, because, you know, that Trump did so much for this country in the 4 years that he was in office. And it's like I had said before, when Trump left office, you could get gas here in Albuquerque for $1.49 a gallon. Now, it wasn't that price in very many places, but you could do it. Now you're lucky if you can find it for under $3 a gallon. There is one place that I do go to that usually is lower than almost anybody else in town, and it's at Constitution in Wyoming. There's three gas stations there. And they're usually fairly close to what each other and what's going on. And today it was, yesterday it was $2.77. But it starts getting down there, and it's going to start jumping back up because it's getting too low. Gas stations can't afford to be that low. Which brings me to the point, like, you know, when I was in high school, gas was 49 cents a gallon. Oil was $49 a barrel. This last summer, when Trump was in office. Gas prices finally got down to, about $1.49 a gallon here. Price of oil was somewhere around $23 a barrel. It was almost half of what it was when I was in high school. And when I was in high school, like I said, gas was 49 cents a gallon. You could buy two gallons for $2 for a dollar. And this last summer, it got down to somewhere around $26 a barrel, which is actually quite a bit less than $49 a barrel. Yet gas never went down below $1.49. Who's being screwed here? The American people. We're being screwed all over the place because the American people are being told that gas stations can't survive with gas prices so low. Sure they can. They did it before. I remember when you could get gas for 19.9. It wasn't very long. It was most of the time it was about 27 cents a gallon. But I've seen it 19.9. And at 20 cents a gallon, you could get 5 gallons for a dollar. Can't do that anymore. Yet the price of oil is not that much more expensive. Gas prices are being held abnormally high. And they're being held high by the government. And they're being held high by the politicians. Why? They don't care. They're making enough money. They can handle it. But people who are on a fixed income, who are getting something like about $1,500 a month, they don't matter. They don't matter at all. And, you know, one of the things that I really, what is going on in this country, is the fact that the truth is actually really getting out there. The truth is getting out there. The truth is out there that Biden did not win Arizona. But what's being done about it? I'll tell you what's being done about it. Absolutely freaking nothing. Nothing's being done to what it is. And that's sad. Democrats are always talking about how, you know, and when it comes to Democrats, I'm talking about the ones that talk to me. I have one person that's in a group called Megyn Kelly Fan Club. There's a lot of conservatives on that group, but there's some diehard liberals on that group. And one of them actually just one day just came right out and said, I hate you. I take that as a badge of honor, but I just had to ask why. And his only reason was because of my ideals. That's awesome to get hated for your ideals. But if I turned around and did exactly the same thing to him, that'd be wrong. That would be completely wrong. And there's been actually three of them that have done that. And I think they're all the same person. Now they're going by the name Dale. Before it was John. Before it was something else. But they don't stop to think that what they're saying is hurtful to people. They don't stop to think because they don't care. Really do not care. I thought I was going to have a phone call coming in at 7:30, but it never did come in. I'm still hoping that she calls, because it's like I had said, they've got a thing, a flyer that came out today, and it talks about facts, harvesting ballots from senior citizens. And a Democratic representative, Pamela Herndon of HT28, admitted this. And they're going to have a protest rally tomorrow, because the Democrats, bent on rigging election laws, refuse all voter integrity. They don't want it. If you cheat at something and somebody gets proof that you cheated, you don't want that proof out there, do you? Well, that's exactly what's going on with this protest rally. 110.19 NMSC new rule change. And this is from the House now. It's going to increase voting fraud, will require no verification, and add ballot drop boxes so that people can just drop their ballots in there. Well, who's to say that people won't take like a whole handful and just drop them in? Secretary of State hearing Thursday, July 22nd, 9 a.m. to 11. State Capitol Building, room 2322 at 490 Old Santa Fe Trail in Santa Fe. Then it has a picture of downtown Albuquerque. It says, downtown Albuquerque shows no accountability, which they don't. Neither Albuquerque nor Santa Fe show any accountability. That Jacob Candelaria that I mentioned earlier, he's supposedly a senator for Bernalillo County, but he doesn't work for anybody. He has no bosses. He doesn't work for the people. He's there to rule over the people, just like all Democrats. We rule the people. But in that protest rally tomorrow in Santa Fe, it's going to be a call to action. It's going to be a call to action. Governor's not going to like it. It's going to be right outside her house, the state house. It's going to be right outside the state house. She won't like it. But truthfully, I don't care. She needs to be given things that she doesn't like, along with Jacob Candelaria and along with several others in this state. Earlier this year, I said that most likely what would happen is the governor would open up the state by July 4th so we could have our 4th of July celebrations. Well, she opened it on the 1st. So she did exactly what I said she was going to do, but I can see it coming. I can see this state getting locked down again, because we're already hearing reports from the lamestream lying liberal media that, oh, we've got all kinds of problems. States are having more COVID than ever before. This is horrible. I see it coming, folks.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Thank you.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Back to hour two of the New Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners, a Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we're back. I'm glad to see Bringing It Boy in the chat room. One of the things that I was looking at, we keep hearing about Guantanamo Bay, and there was a headline in the Epoch Times today that said the White House is in the process of emptying Guantanamo Bay with the goal to close the prison. Well, okay, fine. They empty the Guantanamo Bay. Where are they going to put all these people? They're not going to try and put them into the United States like they're doing with the illegal aliens down in the bottom, down here. I have a phone call, and I've been waiting for one, so I'm not sure if this is it, but welcome to the show.
No, I'm not the caller you're expecting. I believe you're probably expecting a guest speaker. I am not here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, did you want to just listen or?
Yeah, I'll put myself on mute. That way, if you want, I can join in at any convenient time. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Like I said, I had a lady who was supposed to call in at 7:30, and she might have gotten busy or something, but they're holding a rally against the governor And it's going to be a protest rally, and it's going to be right outside her, the Roundhouse in Santa Fe tomorrow. And it's going to be freaking awesome, I think. It's one of those things that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to see if I can get myself up there, maybe do some speaking if I can. But, you know, take my drone up there and take some pictures of the crowd, because I'm sure there's going to be one. But it's something that this organization that she is part of has been planning for a while. And they have been planning these protest rallies. And the whole thing is the Democrats in this state are bent on rigging election laws, and they refuse all voter integrity. Well, that's essentially what the Democrats are doing all over the United States. And it's like I said, you know, in Arizona, they had that audit, and the only place that I ever saw what the results of that audit were in was like in the Epic Times and Breitbart, where it said that Trump had actually gotten 1 million more votes than the 2020 election showed he got, which meant he won the state. But you didn't hear this anywhere. New York Times didn't report it. The Albuquerque Journal didn't report it. Probably the Phoenix Sun didn't. And all the people are getting are things from the lamestream media that constantly tells you that Biden is our president. And no, he's really not. The idea that this whole nation has been put through the ringer by the Democrats is something that you don't hear very often, especially in the media, because they won't talk about it, which is why when I listen to the news, I will listen to CNN. I will read the New York Times because, and I do, Grant, I do not get the New York Times, but somebody in this apartment complex does. And when they're through reading it, they put it out for other people to read. And I'll take it just to see what the heck they say. And the Albuquerque Journal, they're another one. I get a lot of my New Mexico news from a place called Opinion Post, which is a conservative paper here in New Mexico. And I know Bringing It Boy would like to hear this. We had a thing at my church this last weekend, that was called Forged. That's F-O-R-G-E-D. And it was a men's rally. And I was just absolutely sure that somewhere along the line, we were going to get the media talking about how it was racist and sexist because women were not allowed. And it's funny, I didn't hear anything like that. I didn't see anything like that. But we had about 2,500 men there. And it was a three-night thing. And every night it was completely full. The auditorium had 2,500 seats. And looking around and taking pictures of the whole thing, the place was full. They had several people that there was, his name totally escapes me, and I got my picture taken with him. He's a football player. He plays for the Texas team right now, not the Oilers, but the other one. Did I hear about Larry Elder denied running for governor here in California? No, I didn't. It had something to do with a form he didn't fill out for his taxes. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to copy that one and check that one out. And I'll just open myself up another page and drop that thing in there and see what comes up with. But no, I didn't hear about that, but there it is. It's from Fox 11, Los Angeles. And it says, Larry Elder is not listed on the California recall candidate roster. It says, in Los Angeles, California on Saturday released a list of 41 candidates running in the recall election targeting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom that was striking for those who wasn't on it, conservatives. Talk show host Larry Elder. Elder, a Republican and regular guest on Fox News, announced his candidacy July 12th, bringing a well-known voice to the political right to a Republican field trying to oust Newsom. And I really hope they get, you know, they do. But it says he wasn't on the list released by the Secretary of State candidates who met the requirements to be placed on the September 14th ballot. And there's a saying, according to Bringing It Boy, that it had something to do with a form that he didn't fill out for his taxes. Well, there's so many things that are even less than that. Or yeah, actually even more than that that haven't hindered any Democrat from running for an office. I mean, they've had this big kerfuffle here in New Mexico of what they call the grab gate, where our governor had grabbed some guy's genitals because, you know, in front of a camera, and then she denied doing it. And she's still our governor. Imagine that. But no, that was something that I had not heard. And you know, if I was in California, Larry Elder, I would vote for him. But I don't know. This whole nation right now is just absolutely going insane. It's yeah, it's like you said, it's so dumb, but the left is crafty, and they are. They get away with things that none of us would get away with. You know, if we tried the same thing, if we had had a Republican governor when COVID took over and he decided to lock down the state, the Democrats would have been up in arms over it. They would have said, no, you can't do that. It'll kill the state. But what did the Democrats do? With the Democrat governor, they locked down the state. They had it locked down so much that the churches couldn't even do anything. And because of that, I found me another church, one that didn't close down. And, of course, our governor, in all her majestic unglory, decided that she was going to fine our church for not following her rules. And my pastor still laughs at that one. He ain't going to pay it. And I wouldn't either. And now, but what they're doing now, and part of this protest that's going to be happening tomorrow, part of this protest that's going on is that they're coming out with a new law now. And this law is specifically to make it so children are mandated to wear masks. It doesn't matter that children are the ones that, for the most part, won't catch it no matter what. They're the ones who are least able to catch this. But they're the ones that our governor is now in the process of trying to make sure that they have to wear their masks. And it's like I said earlier in the show, and I said it last week, in 10 years, we're going to start seeing things, health problems coming, and it's going to be in the young people. If they get away with this, it's going to be in the young people, and it's going to be in the people who have worn masks this whole year and won't take them off. They're going to start having lung problems. They're going to start having heart problems. They're going to start having health problems. And when it finally hits, we're going to have another stupid doctor like Fauci, and he's going to scratch his head and say, I can't figure out where this is coming from. And all he'd have to do is go back to 2020 and find a show like this one or someone else and listen, and he will know. It's because of the masks. Mankind was not made to wear masks. And even in the olden times when, or even now, when somebody robs a bank, they cover their face. They've got a mask on. How long do they keep that mask on? Just long enough to get the job done. Then they're out and they take it off. But we've got people here, and I'm even seeing them now, walking down the street in 100-degree weather wearing masks. What the hell? They had an accident down the street just the other day. Some guy ran off the road. He had a mask on. And nobody is stopping to think about this. You know, it's getting insane. We are being told by the media that you have to wear your masks or you're going to get sick. During this whole COVID thing, I did not wear a mask. The only time I ever did was when I had to go into a store that required them, then I'd wear it underneath my nose so I could actually breathe. And there was one time when I walked into Walmart and the person at the door says, you can't come in unless you put it over your nose. I walked back out. There's a couple of ladies who do a show here in Albuquerque on KIVA. And they call themselves Liberty Ladies Unite. They put out a thing where they go shopping at Albertsons, and they wouldn't wear their masks in the store. And when they were told they had to, they said, no, I don't. It goes against my constitutional rights. And bringing a voice as if there's a spot on the picks for governor and it says other, I'm writing in Larry Elder's name. I would too. If I still lived in Grass Valley, California, I would too. I would do it in a heartbeat. That state would improve so much with him on the ballot, especially if he won. That would be freaking awesome. But the only problem with that is if he actually did get on there and actually did win, the Democrats would take a page out of their playbook when it came to Trump, and they would probably do everything they could to impeach him. They would do everything they could to make up stories about him so that they could get rid of him. And if he's anything like a lot of the conservatives out there, he wouldn't care. He'd just continue to do his job and get things done, just like Trump did. You know, during the whole time that Trump was president, they impeached him twice. They were constantly talking about, there was the P-gate, remember that one? There was the Russian collusion thing. Trump was guilty of all of this, even though he didn't do any of it. He just ignored them as much as he could and just continued to work on the economy. Get somebody like Larry Elder in as governor of California, and that's probably exactly what he'd do. Just ignore the Democrats because they're gonna lie and cheat and cajole and do everything they possibly can to get him out of office. Or the courts would find a way to overturn the election pick like they did to us in Proposition 8. Yeah, exactly. And everybody talks, you know, and I have a lot of people who talk to me about the Democrats and what they do and like that. Several of them on that one group in on Facebook that's constantly telling me they hate me because of my ideals. another reason why they hate me is because when they tell me something, I tell them they're wrong and I prove it. And they don't like that. So they think up other reasons to shut me down or to, shutting me down is not too hard because one of them is an administrator for that group, so they can shut me out of there anytime they want. But I think they keep me around so that they have somebody to essentially play with. And that's all somebody like Larry Elder would be to the Democrats, just somebody to play with. Exactly what Trump was. He was just somebody to play with. But where we have our problems here, folks, is we allowed that to happen. And with the government, once something is allowed, it's going to be done again. It's just like Obamacare. Obamacare was unconstitutional. Obamacare was not part of what the government's job was to do. Yet they got away with it. And once it became law, even after the Republicans took over, guess what? It's still there. They didn't get rid of it. Why? Because it was already a law. The only way that you can get rid of a law in government anymore is if Trump did it or if Greg Abbott did it or if Larry Elder actually wins California and becomes the governor of the state. There is another one. If he does anything that he would do, the left would go against. And during that men's conference this weekend at my church, one of the pastors, one of the speakers actually called out our pastor and said he should run for governor. And everybody cheered. And they mentioned it several times. You know, one of the speakers from Texas actually was talking about it. And when he mentioned our pastor, Steve Smotherman, he says, Governor Steve, and I could see my pastor sitting there. He was having all kinds of fun, but he's another one. If anything ever happened in this state and he was elected as governor, the Democrats would pull teeth to get him out of there. Just like they did with Trump, just like they would do with Larry Elder if Larry Elder won in California, the Democrats would pull teeth, and it wouldn't be somebody else's. They would even go so far as to pull their own teeth just so that they could figure out something to get rid of them. And this nation is having all kinds of problems now because what is going on in this nation is that most people do not even realize the harm that has been done to this nation because of Biden. It's like I said, when Biden took office, you could actually find gas prices here in Albuquerque at $1.49 a gallon. It wasn't very many stations, but it was there. Now gas is $3.30 a gallon. It took Biden less than 6 months to get us to that point. And we've still got 3.5 years left. I don't know about you, but that scares the living heck out of me. As much damage as he did to this nation in 6 months is amazing. Oh, okay. Whatever a state that has high Amish community, be great to have one of them run for office. Yeah, actually, it would, because you know. But one of the things that I that was talked about in the conference this weekend was that the founding fathers, I think his name, John Jay, was the first 435 a gallon. Oh, my God. That's horrible. I think it was John Jay who was the first attorney general in the United States, said that Americans' duty was to elect Christian men who believed in this country and who followed the Constitution, and that the Bible should be taught in schools. Now, there's really nothing wrong with that, but you tell a Democrat that these days? Oh, my gosh. You tell a Democrat that something like that these days? And that's blasphemy. Absolute, complete blasphemy. You can't bring up God. You can't do this. You can't do that. That goes against our rights. That offends us. Who cares? What they're doing to this nation is offending me. And then we have, you know, people who on the left who will defend what they're doing to this country and say they're great patriots. No, they're not. Not even close. A great patriot would not do to this country what the Democrats have done in the last 7 months. And I know when Trump was in office, Bringing It Boy says if gas is $4.35 a gallon in California, I'll bet it was nowhere near that when Trump was in office. And also another thing, when Trump was in office, we had peace treaties being signed for the first time in like forever in the Middle East. And now they're fighting again. Trump got them to stop, but Biden got them to fight again. Trump got the people down in Mexico hold the migrants coming into this country, hold them in Mexico until they could be processed, instead of letting them flow into this country willy-nilly all over the place. They're busing them in now, putting them in cities all over this nation. I know they're probably coming here because this is close to the border. It's a big city. I know they're being bused in here because the tyrant in Santa Fe is probably allowing it. She doesn't care. And the only time that she will ever do anything to help this state is when she starts getting hurt for the actions that she's doing. And that's the only time any Democrat in office today will do anything good for this country is when what they are doing is hurting their chances to win again. That's the only time. And Bringing It Boy says, abolish the left way of thinking here in America. That's exactly it. That's the only way to save this country. It's the only way. Because we keep having these morons out there who will constantly tell us America is the worst country in the world because of what we're doing. And they don't look at things like the news thing that I saw today where they've got rallies all over the world actually praising Trump for what he did. And that's in places you wouldn't expect it from. Yeah, got a guy in our chat room. He's a flaming liberal. He says, New Orleans, wake up. The best informative and most important show here on Blog Talk Radio. The one with the most lies, I can guarantee you that. The one with the most lies. Because he thinks that Biden is the greatest thing there ever was. And he says that he is a great American patriot. No, he's not. He's somebody who likes to come into a conservative show and troll it. He tried doing that with Vincent on his show on Saturday, and Vincent kicked him. And then New Orleans Wake Up says, it's because Vincent's scared of him. No, Vincent's not scared of him at all. He's just tired of the crap, as are 90% of the people. We're just tired of the crap. And that's all we are getting from the left. Crap. Like I said, when Biden took office, you could actually find gasoline here in Albuquerque for $1.49 a gallon. Now it's $3.30. Took Biden less than 7 months to do that. Took Biden less than a week to kill over 30,000 jobs. Historical context, yeah. Out of context, actually. I've listened to this show, and most of the things that are talked about on this show are totally out of context. They could be satire. That would be a good one. That would be a good one for it, because satire is just as believable, I guess. But people who troll my shows, I don't know. They are, some of these things that the left says, I used to believe, you know, when John Kennedy ran for president, I didn't vote for him, but he was a good president. Back then, the Democrats and the Republicans were not really that far apart. They had their differences. They had their different ideals, but they both loved America. But that has totally changed. The conservative Christian Republicans, the conservative Republicans love America. No, yeah, actually, you're so right. His talking points are from Democracy Now. And the problem is we're not a democracy. We are not a democracy. That's what the left wants us to be, because they know that democracy is nothing more than mob rule. And the Founding Fathers knew this too, which is the reason why they made us a constitutional republic. Totally different animal. Exactly. Democracy is mob rule. You get yourself a majority and that's it. Boom. You've got it. But their mob rule mentality doesn't work all the time, because the only time that they ever really go after the whole thing with majority rules is when their candidate for an office doesn't win, but their candidate for office actually gets more votes. That's not how this country is run. It's run with the Electoral College. And when it comes to the Electoral College, whoever gets to the certain point first wins. Doesn't matter how many, there he goes assuming again. You know what assuming does? It makes an ass out of everybody, including you. But I don't know. My first idea on him is to kick him. But if I do, then he'll do exactly what he did with Vincent. When Vincent kicked him, he started spreading the lie that Vincent's afraid of him, which Vincent isn't. And I think it's hilarious that he goes against Vincent when Vincent's on the same side of the color spectrum as he is. The difference is Vincent actually uses his brain for more than fodder. Democrats use their brains for fodder. They And the only reason they use their brains for fodder is so that they can make up lies and make up things like they did with Trump. Everything that went against Trump during the time he was in office was made up. And it was proven so. But Democrats never stopped. It didn't matter to them. It's just like when Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder. He should never have been convicted of murder. And the reason for that is because the same thing happened with another police officer and another person who died under the knee of the police officer. But the police officer was black and the person who died was white. Nothing. No, that's not no talking point. That's the absolute truth, but the media would not talk about it because you guys' talking points wouldn't allow it. And that's what you do is you come into shows like this one and see if you can disrupt everything by talking about things that are not true. And it's just like Bringing It Boy said, Democrats seem to be destructive and are against things American rather than for anything American. And that's absolutely the truth. Every freaking one of them. Yep. He comes in here. He goes into all of the shows. He goes into he was in American by Design on Sunday. I don't think he's been back to Vincent's show yet after Vincent kicked him. But he spread lies about it, saying that Vincent's afraid of him. He isn't. But I have listened to his show, and it is nothing but satire and made-up stories and things put out of context because he gets them from the lamestream lying liberal media. He doesn't research. He doesn't look at both sides of the issue. I can imagine your wife would eat him for lunch. That's for darn sure. She would eat him for lunch, and he wouldn't stand a chance. Because, you know, I've remembered her from when she's been on this show. She's very intelligent lady, and she knows what she's talking about. And there he goes. One of the things that happened, now he's saying, why don't you and your wife come on to my show? Well, right towards the end of Bing's show on Sunday, he made a comment in there that, why won't you guys debate me? So Bing took off his ending thing and said, okay, fine, I'll debate you, call me. And he hung up. He left. He left the chat room. He didn't want to debate. Why? Because he knew he would lose. He knew he would lose. And so after he was told that, sure, I'll debate you, showed exactly his fear of the truth, showed exactly what was going on. All he had to do was be told, yeah, I'll debate you. Come on, call. And he left. I don't call into most of the shows I listen to. I just listen. And the only time I ever call in is when I'm asked to call in. Bing didn't ask me to call in. I didn't call in. Vincent hasn't asked me to call into his show either. I don't call in unless he says to call in. Then I do. But it's amazing. You know, it's like he just says, you never call in. Well, I've only listened to his show a couple of times. And it's so full of rubbish that it's hard to listen to. And with somebody like him, you cannot tell the truth to them because they won't believe you. If you don't believe in the anti-American crap that they all believe, then he will never believe you. His mind's set on one thing, destroy America, just like Biden, just like Harris, just like Pelosi, just like Maxine Waters and Lujan Grisham here in New Mexico and Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan and Cuomo. Every one of them, their only agenda is to destroy the United States. But they're doing it the way that actually we should be doing this whole thing. You know, and the Republicans have always made the mistake of going and thinking, well, we've got to take the presidency. We've got to take Congress. We've got to take the Senate in order to do anything. No, that's not the way you do it. You go to the local levels and you work on the local levels. Get those local Democrats out of there. Start building the base from the local areas. Then work to the federal. Go from the local to the state and then go to federal. That's the way to do it, but that's not what the Republicans do. But that's what the Democrats do. Critical race theory is the most racist thing in this nation. Critical race theory actually teaches people that in 1619, America was founded under slavery. America didn't exist at that point in time. It's a lie. It's all a lie. And I think bringing it, boy, there, he's challenging you to come in and discuss critical race theory with you and your wife on his show on Wednesday. He knows not what he asked for. She would eat him for lunch. I just thoroughly love it. We will be right back in a few moments with the end of the show.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Root Butte not only holds mystery but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://dp/1500284491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/1500284491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, the Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
CNM is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have three shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word,
2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military, too. Come join us and get yourself on the air.
In the chat room that on Wednesday at 5:06 p.m. Central, New Orleans wake-up show is going to have a robust conversation because he wouldn't accept going to her show. She's going to bring in it, boy, and his wife are going to go to his show, and they're going to eat him for lunch, I swear. She is not one to be trifled with because... But I will be there. I want to hear what she does to him because there ain't nothing that he's going to be able to do to take her down because she's way too smart for that one. But that ought to be a good show. So at least there'll be some truth on it for once. We are in the final minutes of the show now. It's been a good show so far, and nobody in the chat room except for, of course, Wake Up New Orleans said that something's wrong with my mic because it sounds like I'm on fentanyl. Well, for one thing, I don't take drugs like probably he does. I have never taken drugs, and I won't. Now, I've lived my life without them, and I don't drink either. So, although there have been times when I have had a beer or two, but for the most part, I don't. They're having a new thing out of Texas now. GOP Texas State Representative introduces a bill to audit the 2020 election results in the state's 13 most populous counties. And folks, it's starting. Arizona and Georgia did it, and the audits are happening. The Democrats don't want them to happen. The reason why they don't want them to happen is because the truth will be found out. And now Texas is getting ready to build on that southern wall that was all paid for by taxpayer money under Trump, and then Biden shut it all down. Well, now Texas is getting ready to start building on that again, and Florida has said they're going to send people to help. And I know there's going to be other states that have, and I think I talked about it last week, there was a couple of other states that are going to be sending people to Texas to help with that. But this is going to be really cool, especially if the states finish what Biden would not. Because it was actually, the money was all there. The money was all there when it came to building that wall. The materials are all down there. And he left. He's going to bed now. Yeah. He's going to have nice, sweet little dreams of an America that's being destroyed by the Democrats, and he'll wake up all happy until he finds out that hasn't happened yet. But I know I'm going to have to go to that show. It's not a show I enjoy, but I'm sure going to enjoy that one because, like I said, she's going to eat him for lunch, and it's going to be fun to listen to, actually. Although the problem lies in his attitude, because no matter what she says, no matter how she proves him wrong, he's still going to have the same attitude. He's still going to have the same attitude. He's going to come back into these shows and try to disrupt it by telling everybody, oh, you got to listen to my show. We tell the truth and tell the truth about what the conservatives are doing. No, they don't. And he never did. The times that I've listened to him, all it is just rhetoric. But this one's going to be fun. And I'm going to have to listen to it. Something that I normally don't even look forward to doing, but this time I am. This bringing a boy's wife is just going to tear him a new one. It's going to be fun. So that might be a show that everybody might want to listen to, but we are coming on to the last, something like 8 minutes of the show now. And it's been fun. It really has. I was kind of disappointed that the lady who was going to call me didn't call, because that would have been really, he makes listening hurt. Yeah. And that's the good thing about him being in the chat room. I could actually shut him down if I wanted to, but you know, that's the problem with doing that is like with Vincent, when Vincent shut him down, all of a sudden the lie started going out that Vincent's afraid of him. Well, who didn't hear about this? Vincent, of course. That's, you know, they'll bring up these lies, but they won't tell them to the face of the people who could actually disprove them. They'll tell them to other people. And hope that the people that are listening are not conservative in any way. They've got to all be liberal, so they'll believe what he's saying. And it's going to be fun. I have to say, bringing it, boy, I'm going to enjoy listening to that one, because your wife is, she's not somebody to trifle with. She knows what she's talking about, and she's got the facts to prove what she's talking about. He really doesn't. But it's like during Bing's show on Sunday, you know, he was spewing all of this stuff, and Bing just totally ignored him. I answered him in the chat room, but yeah, you almost have to have thick skin and when you're a conservative, because I can remember when I first started my blog, I think in 2006, I had this liberal kid that just hit me with these lines that just blew me away. I had troubles understanding somebody could think that way. And the only thing that really saved me was I had this lady who was always on my blog and helped me with him. She was a black lady out of Texas, and she had a way with words that just shut him down. And I've learned a lot from her, and I still talk to her a lot. Her name's Dwana Reese, and she's one person that, you know, she's kind of like bringing a boy's wife. She'll hit you with the truth, and she has the facts to back her up with it. So nobody can get the best of her. And she's got the thick skin too. I didn't when I first started this, and my problem was is I didn't have this thick skin, and somebody would come off and tell me something that I knew was patently wrong, but it hurt my feelings. And doing this show since 2007, I think is when I first started doing this show, I've learned that there are people out there that just do not believe in America. New Orleans Wake Up is one of them. And Biden and Harris are two more. They just don't believe in America. They don't care to believe in America. The only America that they want is a socialist one. And once they get to that point where we're a socialist nation, they won't be happy there. They'll move to the next step. Communism, that's where they'll want to go. So this is just the first step in their trek across the United States to destroy this country. And I remember when Reagan was, even before Reagan was president, you'd hear the Democrats talking and saying the things that they believed and that they wanted to do, but they didn't do them out in the open. Because I guess at that point in time, they had an idea that they might not get liked if they did things like that. Now they don't care. They got away with it with Trump. So that's where this whole thing is gone. And, you know, I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, well, there's so much racism here in America. Yeah, you know where that racism started? Obama. Before Obama took office, I was friends with black, I was friends with Mexicans, and they did, and their color didn't matter to me. They were friends. They were great people. But with the way things are going now, they've made Americans feel funny for having a friend of another color. They've made Americans feel awkward for having a friend of another religion or another culture. And it's really sad that this has been allowed to happen. And Americans need to wake up, and Americans need to stop this, because if we don't, this nation is in for a bad future. And that's my show for tonight. I'm glad that Bringing It Boy was here. I'm actually kind of glad that New Orleans Wake Up was here. I'm going to have to write that down Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central. And I know that it's, let me see if I can find a pen here. I know I've got one here somewhere. Yeah, there it is, underneath my computer. And I'll write that down. New Orleans Wake Up. And then that will be on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central. So God bless you all. God bless America. God bless our troops. And I will see you next week. Have a great day. God bless you all.